Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
This last election cycle, several progressive prosecutors won office by making a series of campaign promises, ending the cash bail system, stopping marijuana prosecutions, and eliminating the death penalty. But when they took office, sometimes judges stood in the way of change. Here's Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano.
We've seen it when Commonwealth's attorneys try to handle misdemeanor marijuana cases in the past. We've seen it when we have prosecutors who want to take a more rehabilitative approach. And we've seen it every time that we've tried to take a step to really get at the root of systemic problems.
Now, Descano and several of his colleagues have formed the Progressive Prosecutors for Justice, and they're pressing lawmakers to clarify exactly what kind of discretion prosecutors have. In Rico County, Commonwealth's attorney Shannon Taylor says lawmakers can clear up confusion when prosecutors want to drop charges, but judges push back.
And so now that's a question of, okay, well, now is the judiciary, are they perhaps stepping outside their role? Are they now trying to dictate how executive function is going to be implemented?
The Progressive Prosecutors for Justice will be pressing for several other criminal justice reform efforts during the special session, including allowing prosecutors to have access to disciplinary records of police officers, requiring all warrants to be served during the daytime, and eliminating mandatory minimum sentences. I'm Michael Pope.